We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Drone attacks on Ukraine's capital Kyiv have killed at least two people and injured 13 others. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia had launched 18 missiles and around 400 drones during the overnight attack in Ukraine that primarily targeted the capital. Authorities in Kyiv say drone wreckage hit the roof of a residential building. Ukraine reported the biggest ever Russian aerial attack on Tuesday night after 728 drones and 13 cruise or ballistic missiles struck cities around the country in multiple waves. The PSNI say they are considering a request from Belfast City Council to assist contractors in the removal of a bonfire from a site near the Donegal Road in Belfast. The bonfire is on land where there is asbestos, as well as being near an electricity substation. Police say the situation is now considered a major incident, and it's likely a significant security operation will be required to ensure the safety of contractors who've been asked by the council to dismantle the bonfire. Meanwhile, there's been widespread condemnation after an effigy of migrants on a boat was placed on top of a County Tyrone bonfire. That bonfire in Moygashel on the outskirts of Dungannon is due to be set alight tonight. GAA Palestine has said a group of its players and mentors have had their visa applications denied by the Irish Immigration Service ahead of a summer tour. A team of 33 children and 14 mentors were due to travel to Ireland for a summer tour, but have been denied entry. A statement from the Department of Justice, Home Affairs and Migration said each visa application is decided on its own merits and said it's essential that appropriate child protection requirements are in place when considering visa applications for minors. Natasha Murta reports.
A group of Palestinians in the West Bank who were planning to come to Ireland for a GAA tour this month have been informed that their visa applications have been refused due to insufficient documentation by the Irish Immigration Service. The GAA Palestine group, which helped to launch the visa applications for 47 Palestinians who belong to sports clubs in the West Bank, has said they are shocked by the decision and have refuted that any of the requested documentation was not provided. The group had plans in place for 47 Palestinians to travel here, including 33 children aged between 9 and 16 years of age. A total of 152 families in Ireland had signed up to host the group as they were to travel around Ireland.
There was a year-on-year decline in job vacancies of almost 2% in the second quarter of the year, according to the latest employment monitor from recruitment firm Morgan McKinley Ireland. The figures show that on a quarterly basis, professional job openings increased by 10%. According to the report, the standout development in the quarter was the significant impact of AI and automation within the accountancy and finance sectors. US President Donald Trump has announced plans for a 50% tariff on goods from Brazil from the start of next month, amid an escalating row with Brazil's left-wing leader, Lula da Silva. In a letter to him, Mr. Trump criticized the treatment of the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, who is currently on trial for an alleged coup attempt. A young woman is in a critical condition in hospital after a serious assault in North Belfast. It happened in Brucevale Park on Tuesday afternoon. A 21-year-old man has been charged in connection with the assault and is due to appear before Belfast Magistrates Court later today. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog will gradually clear this morning to leave a warm day with spells of sunshine. However, it'll be cloudier in the west and northwest, and there's the chance of some coastal fog. Highest temperatures generally 22 to 27 degrees, a little cooler in coastal regions in a light southwesterly breeze.